question.
Really love
spell
that song. O-T-O-T-O.
That's what people need to know.
If you like it, they've got an album called Pip. I recommend it to you. Yeah, let me know if you liked it.
Yeah.
But don't let me know if you didn't like it.
No, we're not interested.
Don't even let yourself know. Just be in denial.
Just be overwhelmed. Let's play this. I haven't played this for a while.
You may not have a six-pack. You may not have physique. You may not have the body of a god.
A contest Greek.
You can work my smartphone. You have that nerd mistake. You are my geek of the week. You are my geek of the week. Geek of the week.
You gotta love Andy McCaich, who did that Geek of the Week jingle, which has been usurped by the Mandarin jingle for Geek of the Week. But he emailed me this week and said, I don't mind because I really like Mandarin and I like this, and I'm so proud to have them usurp my jingle. But we played it anyway.
It's like being beaten at the 100 metres by Usain Bolt.
Exactly.
You're not going to be like, oh no.
And we have another Geek of the Week, an actual Geek of the Week, and it's Amanda Hone. Hello, Amanda.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. You put yourself forward. Sometimes people nominate others, but you put yourself forward. So we'll hand the floor over to you, Amanda. Why are you our Geek of the Week?
Okay, well, basically, I am obsessed with brown tourist signs.
Brown tourist signs.
Yeah, so basically, I spend a lot of my life travelling around Britain and randomly turning off roads when I see brown signs.
So
did you do it quite ad hoc?
I do it all the time. It started off ad hoc. I did it kind of just for fun because I'm a geek and I liked, I don't know, I just got intrigued by the signs really and always wanted to follow them and see where they led.
I like the idea that if you're going somewhere else but then you see a brown sign, you just have to go down left and
that's
see what's there.
It's like a joke, but I mean, I genuinely do that. I'm late a lot because I'm randomly turning off roads.
I'd love it if you'd like missed the birth of your nephew because you're like, sorry, I was at El Girl's Birthplace Museum. Yeah. It was beautiful.
People understand now, they're used to it.
We salute you obviously for this, and it's not just a hobby, it's not just a disease now, is it?
Well, not really. I mean, I gave up kind of my full-time proper job in order to do this, really. It's always been something that I always kind of wanted to do in the back of my mind. And then, so I graduated as an occupational psychologist, is the irony of that. And I was kind of unemployed and lacking some direction. So instead of kind of looking for a proper job, I thought I'd set off around Britain and basically visit as many, because there's 93 different symbols.
Right.
Like point the way to different types.
Hang on, there's 93 different symbols, i.e. like, I've said,
so like an, so an owl for like a bird of prey centre, and a praying knight for like brass rubbing, and a lighthouse for a lighthouse, and like a tank for a military museum, and so there's 93 of those.
Wow.
But then there's, I don't know how many other
symbols
of unique ones.
So, yeah, what always bothers me is the sign for any kind of wildlife park is an elephant. And it's nearly all... Is that not right?
It's not. There's different... There's a safari park, which is a lion,
right.
And the zoo should be an elephant. But there's also, you know, there's lots of categorisation issues, you know, within these things. But I mean, I find that quite funny.
That's brilliant. See, already I'm enlightened, and this is why you're here.
Just hearing there's lots of categorisation issues made us both beam.
Yes, see, not every radio show will be excited by categorisation issues, but we are absolutely excited.
I am too.
And
so
can I ask,
I like that.
Have you had any that you couldn't find, that you've followed the signs for and you've just got completely...
Yeah, there are. I mean, I just shouldn't really say it because I'm kind of singing the phrases of following brown signs, but sometimes they do peter out often, so you can get, like, you know, tourist roads or, you know, tours that you can do, and you start following two or three left, right, and then you come to a T-junction and there's no brown sign.
Right.
Nice.
And you make it up yourself.
That is making your own entertainment, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's the inspiration to start, which is what I'm interested in.
Brilliant. So people can go to your website, which is www.followthebrownsigns.com.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
What will they find there, Amanda?
Okay, well, basically, it's... I was travelling around Britain and kind of randomly following brown signs, but I thought, well, it's really interesting, it's fun. I mean, it's horrendously geeky, but it's actually really interesting, and there's just brilliant people and places to, you know, to go and discover if you randomly follow brown signs. And I thought, just me doing it is not as fun as getting everybody else involved. So one of the things I want to do is get as many on the map as possible.
Right.
So there's a page that you can go to. It's the Get Me Involved page. And basically, it's just a really quick form. And attractions with brown signs can sign up. And if you've got a favourite brown sign or a weird brown sign, you can just pretty much just add it there and it'll go straight on the map.
And have you got any that you really love?
My favourites probably are lighthouses and windmills.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm always in awe of people that have kind of preserved these, I suppose, redundant